Chinese authorities say the final death toll from the earthquake may exceed 50,000, and aid workers in Myanmar think as many as 200,000 may have died as a result of the cyclone that hit that country earlier this month. Many people fear, with all these bodies, that there could be an increase in the spread of disease. Probably not, says Dr. Oliver Morgan. He's a researcher with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. He studies the risk of infection from dead bodies. He joins us from Geneva, Switzerland. Dr. Morgan, based on your research, what sort of risk do corpses pose for the living?
Well, we found that the risk to the public is negligible, and the risk to individuals directly involved in recovering and identifying the dead is small and can really be reduced very simply using measures such as wearing gloves and washing hands.
Well, why is it then that there are often outbreaks of disease with all these corpses resulting from big natural disasters?
Actually, the number of disasters which result in outbreaks of disease is surprisingly small. And where disease outbreaks do occur, they're almost exclusively due to infections that are passed between the living survivors of the disaster rather than the dead themselves. It's also worth bearing in mind that really in a short period of time, let's say a day to 2 days after a person has died, the types of diseases that can live inside us and cause outbreaks tend not to be able to survive in a dead body for very long.
Hasn't it long been a sort of common wisdom that after a disaster you should deal with the dead as quickly as possible, either through cremation or mass burials? People want to get these bodies out of the way, and often the kind of presumption is that you're doing that for health reasons.
That is actually very common, and it's something that we're working very hard to counter, is this fear that the dead bodies themselves are going to cause outbreaks, and then which would precipitate a knee-jerk reaction by the authorities to dispose of them rapidly. The main problem with this rapid disposal, as we have often seen on television, of throwing bodies into mass graves, is that it really causes risk of psychological damage to the survivors, the relatives, and the friends. And that occurs because you're unable to identify the deceased, and that interrupts the natural grieving process that we all go through when a family member dies. And also there's a trauma associated with people seeing mass graves and treatment of dead bodies in such a crude way.
Dr. Morgan, could I ask how it is that you came to be interested in this? Why did you start studying this subject?
Well, it is a rather unusual topic to be interested in, but I got interested in it from my first-hand experiences of working in disasters, and on several occasions was asked by local authorities and other ministries of health what should be done and what the risks were. And to my surprise, I found that there was no clear information available to people responding to these big disasters. So it really came out of my first-hand experience that I saw the necessity for this type of information to become available.
Oliver Morgan is an epidemiologist with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. He's worked on a variety of humanitarian relief projects. He joined us from Geneva, Switzerland. Dr. Morgan, thank you.
Thank you.